This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, everybody? David Shepherd in for the great JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, so I don't have the TV in front of me. Thank you, Ryan Botch, for being the outstanding executive producer that you are.
That wasn't me. That was actually all Kevin.
Oh, Kevin, don't put the funk in bunk.
What?
Well, his last name is Bunk.
Put the what in the what?
Don't put the funk in bunk.
Is that a reference?
It's my reference.
Okay, it works.
That's
okay.
How I remember his name.
I know. I thought I was out of the loop again.
No. No, that's not an Artie Lang you should know kind of thing. So I don't have the luxury of being able to watch this live. I wish I could. But I got to make sure that we're talking about everything, not just the football game. And plus, we can't do play-by-play. But Kevin, you typed in Josh Allen got hurt. Then you said he's back in. So pressure's on you, brother. Enlighten our audience. What is happening on Thursday Night Football? Just to fill us all in on what's going on with Thursday Night Football, we did see a James Cook early touchdown with 5 minutes into the first quarter, going for a 45-yard score. Scoring 6 points. Of course, the Bills, I guess they missed an extra point. Josh Allen looks like he is picking up right where he left off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 7 of 9 in terms of from his passing to attempts, 57 yards passing. And meanwhile, we continue to see a struggling backup in Davis Mills, who is now a whopping 1 of 8. And I am not exaggerating when I say this. You could have Kevin, don't put the funk in bunk. You can have Ryan Botcher, you can have David Shepherd, you can have Bart Winkler, you can have JR Sport Brief, you can have Maggie, you can have Perloff, you can have Carl Dukes, you can have Jody Mack, you get the point. You can have Gary from Jacksonville, who everyone thinks is the greatest caller since sliced bread. You can put any of these individuals out there on an NFL gridiron, and they will find a way to at least go 1 of 8. Now, with all that being said, Kevin, thank you for playing that music as long as possible, by the way, reinforcing to myself, at least, that I think I'm as cool as JR Sport Brief. What happened with Josh Allen, and now you say he's back in the game?
It was just 2 drives ago for the Bills, ended on a bad sack. Will Anderson got him from the back. Allen looked like maybe a concussion protocol thing. He was on the ground for a little bit. Face mask hit the turf first, so I think just had to go get checked, come back in. It looked bad for a second, but he's right back in and they're marching.
So Josh Allen, thank you for clarifying that, Kevin. So Josh Allen has found 7 different receivers so far in the first quarter. That is called spreading the wealth. Meanwhile, Davis Mills has completed just 1 pass for the entirety of the game. If you took any player on any of these teams, there is not a chance in Sam Hell that they will have a career as long as LeBron James. And that, to me, I hope it's getting appreciated and highlighted enough, because there's not one single player this NBA season that's averaging 12 assists per game. Not one. Not even Nikola Jokic. LeBron James, more than 6 months removed from playing an NBA game, goes out there still looking to recover from not having his lungs where it needs to be right now, plays 30 minutes, finishes with 12 assists. Those 12 assists, 6 of them, came within a 5-minute time frame in the fourth quarter. And LeBron was making pocket passes, and he was getting out in the fast break and doing no-look passes as if he's John Stockton or, you know, Gary Payton or Jason Kidd. Like, he's a true prototype point guard that probably only 5 or 6 other people can make in the entire world. And LeBron James was making it look effortless. And you could tell there was a joy that rubbed off on every one of his teammates. And we talk about all the time this notion of Father Time as being undefeated. Folks, I think LeBron James is making the best case we have seen in modern day athletics, where 40 years old, he can go out there and still be a game changer and difference maker in year 23. The guy has been doing it so long that there are more than 80 players in the NBA that weren't even born when LeBron James made his NBA debut. And what he was able to do in putting up a double-double with such ease, still having the bounce in his step, you cannot ignore and erase that IQ that LeBron James has. Which is why, even though the Lakers haven't exactly put out the red carpet for him in terms of extending beyond 2025, 2026, it is clear that he is a necessary piece and component for this Lakers team if they want to have any shot at actually contending in a very competitive Western Conference. And there's never been anyone like this in NBA history, where not only are they playing well past year 20, but he is still a significant reason as to why any team would go far come playoff time. And you can see how wide open Luka Doncic gets when LeBron James is on the floor, because you can't double Luka. Same could be said for Austin Reeves. And you look at how deep the West is, this is a pivotal time for the Los Angeles Lakers, because you have new ownership. You obviously have a different direction they're going in, with Luka Doncic being the face of the franchise. But the real winner on that Lakers squad, we all know, is four-time Finals MVP LeBron James. It's not J.J. Redick. It's not Luka Doncic. It's not Austin Reeves. So while LeBron James may be in year 23, he is still going to be the engine for this organization of getting them back to the mountaintop, a place they were, of course, back in 2020. But you got to be really excited about what is going on this season, at least with the Lakers, because they're deeper than they have been since that 2020 bubble championship. Think about it. You got Luka Doncic, who's in the middle of his prime. You got Austin Reeves, who is entering his prime. You have Jackson Hayes. You have Gabe Vincent. You got a lot of depth coming off the bench. Marcus Smart, Jake LaRavia. And then your starting lineup, obviously featuring the aforementioned Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves. You have Rui Hachimura. You have DeAndre Ayton, the big you were sorely and drastically missing last year. This is a fun time to be a Lakers fan. And I do think LeBron James does have an outside shot at winning championship number 5. I saw enough in game 1. I saw a team, and I know they were going against the Jazz, but I saw a team that easily scored 140 points in LeBron James' first game back. Doesn't even have his full legs underneath him yet. Definitely doesn't have the VO2 max and the oxygen. Yet he's still able to go out there and take over a basketball game with his IQ and his innate sense of when to deliver the rock to his teammates. And what's also fascinating about that particular Lakers game when it comes to facing the Utah Jazz is it really puts into a proper perspective of what LeBron James has accomplished. And here's what I mean by that. LeBron James came into the NBA as the ultimate, I'm going to show you up player. I'm going to dunk it on your face. I'm going to be the most explosive, most athletic, most airbound, dynamic player that you can possibly conceive. And you know what he's done since getting into the NBA? He's worked tirelessly on his jump shot, specifically from long range. And as a result, he passed Reggie Miller, for the fifth most threes in NBA history. Reggie Miller held that record, had that distinction, for more than a decade. Kobe came into the NBA as a shooter, not LeBron. That was something LeBron had to work with. So with just 2 playoff wins in the last 2 years, that is something that is not going to make Lakers fans happy. It's certainly not how LeBron James wanted to end his career. And so I believe the Lakers, more so than any other time, minus that 2020 championship in the LeBron James era, have a real chance of actually competing for an NBA championship. And Remember, over 5,000 players have made it to the NBA, but yet just one has lasted 23 seasons. And in that 23rd season, it is mind-boggling and infathomable that a guy in year 23 can be the best player on the floor. Overall, mission accomplished. This was a huge success for LA. There is nothing like the LeBron James factor when it comes to NBA basketball. Nothing else compares to it. And let's be honest, if it weren't for LeBron James, JJ Redick, his former podcast partner of Mind the Game, wouldn't have this head coaching job in the first place. So JJ, you are more than capable of speaking out on LeBron James. And this is cut number 24. He gives his thoughts on LeBron James's season debut. Let's take a listen to the second year head coach.
Just thought he played with the right spirit, very unselfish all night. Was a willing passer, didn't force it, took his drives and his shots when they were there.
And speaking of what is there, the guy that's going to benefit so much from this particular LeBron James season 23 debut is, of course, going to be someone like a DeAndre Ayton, someone that plays so well around the rim off of others, someone that is long, that can catch the alleys, that can play a high-low game. They missed that sorely last year. Now, they thought that had that in Mark Williams, but obviously, you know, physical held that up, and ultimately, they were stuck with Jackson Hayes during their playoff run, and it's something that they didn't even go to down the stretch, which is why many people believe they only were able to win one game versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. But what you see with this particular Lakers squad is how much freer and looser players on the Lakers are with LeBron James on the floor because of the passes he's able to make and what he's able to see from any angle. And DeAndre Ayton, again, is going to be the biggest beneficiary of LeBron James' return. He will get himself 10 to 15 points every single game off of LeBron's passing ability alone. And they were sorely missing that big man last year when they went down 4-1 against the Minnesota Timberwolves, despite being the lower seed. But they got themselves a legitimate big man in DeAndre Ayton. He's not going to be confused for Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic or Alperen Şengün, but he is without question an upgrade from what they had last year and easily a good, if not very good, NBA center. And he's played with some all-time greats. He's played with Chris Paul. He's played with Devin Booker. He's never played with the King. These are his thoughts after game number one with modern-day NBA royalty. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, you don't make it seem like that. You know, running next to him and he running fast as me down the floor, you don't think that it's his 23rd year. You know, dude's a machine. I was just telling him a fun fact. You know, he threw me an alley-oop. I said, that's my second alley-oop from you. The first one was when I was in eighth grade at your camp. yeah, it was kind of crazy, you know, seeing all that, so it was fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, by the way, to see LeBron James, you know, have more threes in his career than Reggie Miller, which is just astonishing. And the fact that his son has a three later in the game, I don't think that will ever happen again in NBA history. And with the way Bronny James has been looking in year two, I mean, you know, he belongs on an NBA floor. He still, you know, struggles with feisty pit bull type of defenders where he can get a little loose with the rock. He can get a little careless. That's something he's going to have to work on in his game. Somebody who has work to do in their game is even the great Luka Doncic. He can be better with his efficiency. He can be better at defense. But there is no question, Luka very much appreciates being able to share the court with LeBron in year 23 compared to his year 8. And he spoke about that after the latest Lakers win. Let's take a listen.
Honestly, just sharing with him, you know, it's 23rd season. It's insane. And just sharing the call with him, it's special, and he sees things that other people can't. So he's here to help us all. So it's amazing, and it's only his first game back, and he plays amazing. So I'm excited to play some more.
What's amazing is the guy's in year 23 and he goes out there and he's still an all-star caliber player after being removed for more than 6 months when it comes to The Rock. LeBron James, he's open to talk history, but don't call him old.
No, not really. I haven't been able to do that throughout my whole career. I think it's something I will really enjoy once I'm done, to be able to look back and see some of the things I accomplished and the group, a great group of guys I was around, the coaching staff I was around when I was playing the game. So I can sit back and think about what you just said as far as seven guys not being born when I started this journey. And yeah, that just made my back hurt. So I got a few days before we play again, so I'll be okay.
You know, what's interesting about that is three of those individuals that were not yet born when LeBron James made his NBA debut, three of them play for the LA Lakers. And, you know, it's just fascinating when you talk about this guy's career, you know, more accomplished than anyone else in NBA history. And there is a distinction and a fine line between being accomplished and, of course, being the greatest, right? And obviously, people will always, always, always go back to the well when it comes to the conversation of who is the greatest of all time. Is it Michael or is it LeBron? For the sake of this particular segment, I just want to make this about the greatness of LeBron. So much struggle early on with his shot. So much struggle. He ends up with more career threes than Reggie Miller as a forward. I don't care if he plays for 43 years. That's impressive. And you talk about overall what he's done with his NBA career. I mean, the guy has almost 5,000 more points than anyone else in NBA history. He's got 1,500 more assists than arguably the greatest passer in NBA history in Magic Johnson. He's got more rebounds than Patrick Ewing. He's got more blocks than Karl Malone. He's got more steals than Scottie Pippen. This is the type of career that LeBron has had that has separated himself from everyone else in terms of specific accomplishments. And as we saw on Tuesday, for any basketball and sports fan, just know, however long he plays, whether this could be his last, the next year after that, he's still got his A-like stuff. And that's scary for the rest of the NBA because nobody has a higher IQ. Number to join us is 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. The NBA is simply better with LeBron. And it's nice to have a conversation about him and what he is able to completely debunk at soon to be age 41. But the reality is LeBron James still has more to prove. And the reason he's got more to prove is because he has now been through four different head coaches for the LA Lakers. That can't sit well with him. And so when you're 23, he doesn't have to necessarily be Mr. Hustle out there, but he is someone that's going to be relevant and someone that can still compete with the very best. Cannot say that about anyone else in NBA history. LeBron James and his royalty is the exception. Number to join us is 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. How impressed were you with LeBron James in his season 23 debut? And when we get back, another notable figure in sports is back in action, but this time from a very different uniform. It involves the college football world. We'll share with you who that individual is on the other side. You can certainly call and weigh in about season number 23 debut for LeBron James, the first time he has ever started a season since the age of 9 and wasn't available from the get-go. We'll take your LeBron calls. We will certainly get into the world of college football and how Virginia Tech found themselves an absolute gem. You're listening to The Good Shepherd in for the great JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. And folks, it's no shocker. We're coming right back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepherd.
Great to be in for JR. Always a pleasure to be filling in for the JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. And it's great to be with you on the Infinity Sports Network as well. And whenever I do JR, because I get to work with the great Ryan Botcher, I'm not just on the airwaves, but we're on YouTube. We're streaming the entire time. So you can weigh in on anything. NBA, NFL, NHL. Well, not really. That was like a Don Rickles. Well, you can weigh in seriously on anything. So there's so many ways to get a hold of us each and every time we stream on YouTube. Now, I do want to get to something that I believe is a lesson that goes beyond sports. And that is that if you are great at what you do and you're great to people, eventually the right opportunity is going to find you and you won't be the fall guy for long. Here's what I mean by that. James Franklin got a raw deal at Penn State. We all know that. Now, whether or not you believe he's the right guy for Penn State, that's a different conversation. But you are at that school for more than a decade. Every single season, you have coached them that has been a full season, so not a COVID season or anything like that, but a full season. You've always had a winning record. You were coming off of a year in which you were one play away from getting to the national championship game. And the following year, through 3 weeks of the college football season, you were a top three ranked team in the country. He did not deserve to get fired in the middle of the year with all that he has done for Penn State. But where you really credit him is not just how he handled the aftermath of that, but how when it came to the immense buyout that he was going to be given, he said, no, I don't care about the buyout. I just want to coach. That's the type of guy you want overseeing your program. Because in the 11 full seasons at Penn State, just remember, he made a huge difference for them where they were one of the winningest programs in the entire country. And so now what one team believes is not exactly the best endorsement for a coach, the other team ain't buying that. They believe he is the answer. And that is in the form of the new hire of the Virginia Tech Hokies. And recently, last 48 hours, you saw them make James Franklin their head coach. And what a difference he is going to be. The last 5 years, the Virginia Tech Hokies have been 25-36. Meanwhile, Franklin, over that same time frame, 44-17. Expect this hire to pay dividends right away. And Bill O'Brien did a nice job, you know, kind of getting this program back on track. James Franklin put it back on the map. By year three at Penn State, they were already a top five team in the nation. Now, I know the 4-20 record against top, 10 AP opponents ain't anything to brag about nor anything to be proud of. But there's a lot of coaches who are still currently employed that have 4-20 records against those types of caliber of teams. And I guarantee you, they did not just attempt to reach the national championship game because they were a play away in the national semifinal game. So you look at what he has done, not just at his time at Penn State, but think about what he did at Vanderbilt. I mean, he took over for the Commodores, and by year two, they were finishing as a top 25 program. Now, I know Penn State wants to make James Franklin the fall guy. And yes, he was not great in those final 3 weeks. There's no getting around that. But a guy with that kind of resume, that level of professionalism, they never should have done him dirty like that in the middle of the season. You want to part ways at the end? Fine by me. But you don't wipe your hands with someone in the middle of a season. Because you know what? Penn State, since that point, they're 1-3. You talk about what this guy is going to mean, James Franklin, to the Virginia Tech Hokies. Well, he's taken over for Brent Pry. And he was fired in September after an 0-3 start and after an overall record of 16-24. Virginia Tech is going to win big. Now, they have not had a great run as of late. You know they have obviously struggled recently. But the truth of the matter is, we just saw James Franklin win 13 games last year, in total. Virginia Tech, in any of their seasons, in any of their history, they have never won more than 11 games. And so you got to feel really good about hiring James Franklin, because for a Virginia Tech team in the last 14 years that have never put up more than 10 wins, Franklin has done that in 5 of his last 10. So Virginia Tech, they're in a great spot. And you know, with James Franklin resurrecting the program at Vanderbilt, bringing Penn State to heights they had not seen since the heyday of Joe Paterno, he is all about himself bringing a unique experience to the opportunity. And you know he did that in his time at Vandy. You know he did that in his time at Penn State. And so there's going to be no exception when it comes to his newest gig, coaching the Virginia Tech Hokies. Let's take a look.
I feel like it's going to put us in a really specific position to separate ourselves over a ton of different schools. There's very few head coaches that have had the experience in the SEC, in the Big Ten, and the ACC. And we're going to use all those experiences and resources for the betterment of Virginia Tech.
Folks, we live in a world where industries are volatile, and you never know from moment to moment what the status of your job is. That's just the reality. That is especially appropriate and a resounding truth when it comes to being a coach at any level, especially Division I. And so my advice would be, listen and heed the lesson of James Franklin. Don't bash your former employer. Keep it classy and stay above ground. Franklin did that effortlessly. Even when Nick Saban was ripping the decision to shreds when Penn State elected to fire James Franklin and he was on the set of College Game Day, he never once took the bait. And that's why he didn't have to wait too long to get another major Division I head coaching program. And he spoke in the spirit of this about being thankful for his first major opportunity as a Division I college football head coach. This is cut number 34. Franklin, he's always going to take the high road, including showing his thanks and gratitude for Penn State, despite doing him dirty and wrong in the middle of this season. Let's take a listen.
I want to thank Penn State. I had 12 years there. It's very unusual in college football to get 12 years at a place. Most importantly, the relationships, the staff, the players. The players here at Virginia Tech are going to find out I'm a player's coach.
Well, he's going to be a major upgrade. That is for damn sure over Brent Pry. Number to join us is 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. When you think about what kind of season that James Franklin is going to have in 2026 at Virginia Tech, we already know he's going to have a more successful season in the ACC than Bill Belichick, even if Bill Belichick just happens to be coaching and you're number two at UNC. But my question is, how much better do you see Virginia Tech's situation being with James Franklin? How much do you hold his record against AP top 10 opponents against him? And how much do you believe that could be just a thing of the past and a fluke, but overall, he is going to make Virginia Tech that much better, given the fact that Virginia Tech in the last 14 years has never had a season where they've had more than 10 wins. Penn State, under Franklin, has done that 5 times in the last 9 years. Number to join us per usual, 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. How do you see James Franklin working out at Virginia Tech? Marco Belletti, it's great to see you, brother.
What's up, Shep?
With all that being said, I asked the audience that question. I ask you that question. I see this being a significant upgrade from Brent Fry. I don't think there's any argument here. What do you believe in terms of the job that James Franklin is going to do as a Hokie?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. He's going to make them better. He's going to make them relevant. Yeah. Are we talking national championship? No, I don't think he's going to get them there. It's going to be what James Franklin does, which is no slight. He's going to build the program. They're going to win 9 to 10 games. They're going to be in contention, and they're, you know, not going to get over the hump.
Yeah, no, that's
which for Virginia Tech is, you know, right. What if you're in the mix? That's a good thing. That's you're not in the mix now, so you need to take that step up. It is a major upgrade for Virginia Tech.
Oh, for sure. Now listen, he's not going 29 years like Frank Beamer. Do you believe he's going to have that? You believe he's going to have that kind of success though?
To get them, yeah, into where they're a 9-win team? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Agreed.
Yeah. But again, look, the ACC, you can do that. And it's not as crazy as it seems, and
right.
He is a good coach and he can recruit. Now, how much money he's got behind it, what are they going to do with that I can't answer you. I don't know how much Virginia Tech is going to be able to get the guys that he wants simply because of money aspect. I don't know. I don't know what's in the coffer for Virginia Tech. If he's got money, if he's got the ability to get the guys that he wants, he'll make you respectable.
Yeah, 100%. I only get you for one segment, which sucks. But with that being said, I began the show by talking about Dak Prescott and what he was able to do with the most terrific situation ever known to man and womankind. When you lose a teammate at 24 years old because tragically and devastatingly they take their life, and the fact that Dak Prescott, with the heaviness and the gravity of that, was able to go out there and have his best game all season, I think speaks to Dak so much. I was arguing that he's going to be, not that he is right now, but he is going to be a Hall of Famer. He's already, Marco, got more passing touchdowns than Steve Young, Kurt Warner, and Terry Bradshaw. By his next game, he's going to be the all-time Cowboys franchise leader in passing yards, and he did it in 23 less games than Tony Romo. I know he has not been to an NFC title game. That's a disappointment. Obviously, the 2-5 postseason record we can talk more about, but I also know this. He's 30 games above 500. When he doesn't suit up in the 10 years that Dak Prescott has been a member of the Dallas Cowboys and they go with another quarterback, they are an under 500 team. Can you see the argument, or do you believe, nope, he's in the Hall of the Very Good?
He's not a Hall of Famer. He would have to do a whole hell of a lot between now and the end of his career to become a Hall of Famer. A whole hell of a lot. I'm talking an MVP and a Super Bowl title.
Well, he's a runner-up. He was a runner-up MVP.
I don't care. I really don't care. Even if you gave him an MVP, I still wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame.
Is Russell Wilson in the Hall of Fame?
I would probably say no, but
okay.
I can see the argument.
If you...
And I think also, look,
okay.
And this is, it's a side count.
Sure.
Russell Wilson now is the, I mean, you're looking at the death of Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
That's not the same guy that we watched in Seattle. So it's recency bias.
Right.
We forget how friggin' good Russell Wilson actually was in his heyday because now he can't do anything.
Nope.
There's a difference. There's a major difference. We need some time away to maybe look at that. But I think he's borderline at best. Dak Prescott is not even borderline.
He's not even borderline.
I'm sorry. No.
Wow.
He's a good quarterback. He's got some good numbers. I mean, honestly, to be totally fair, I'd probably take Tony Romo over him. And I wouldn't put Tony Romo in Hall of Fame.
You take Tony Romo over Dak?
Probably. And I don't think Tony Romo's a Hall of Famer. We see good quarterbacks. And I hate when we do the, he's got more passing touchdowns than Terry Bradshaw. Guy played 40 years ago.
I know.
Steve Young.
I know.
He couldn't lick Steve Young's boots. It's not about numbers. And we get too fixated on that. The game has changed. And I'm sorry. Dak Prescott is nowhere close. He's a damn good quarterback.
Right.
I'm not saying he's not good. He's just not a Hall of Famer.
We obviously know who is better in the postseason, but regular season has to count for something. Eli Manning versus Dak. You're taking Eli?
It's not even close.
I'm not talking postseason.
I don't care.
The regular season.
I don't care.
You believe Eli Manning is better?
Yes. Again, and you say, well, take this out.
Right.
Oh, great. Okay. Let me take out all the good things here.
Right.
Like, put all the bad things there. Like, it doesn't make any sense. When push came to shove, when you wanted a game, when you needed a play, Eli Manning made those plays. Did he make mistakes? Sure he did.
Yeah.
Every quarterback did. When the game was on the line, Eli Manning was at his best, and he carried one team that was, at best, a medium. I mean, when you say mid, that 2011 Giant team was a disaster. They were last in running. Their offensive line was a sieve. Their defense couldn't stop anybody all year long. carried them to the playoffs and then through the playoffs to a title. I've seen Dak with a hell of a lot of talent around him crumble.
I've also seen him play for an owner that is so grandeur, that is so sophomoric, that is so immature.
Right.
That despite despite all that, he's still able to keep the Cowboys in relevance.
Tremendous. That Jerry Jones pick him off in the playoffs too? Like, I'm sorry.
No, but he also traded away his best player this year, and they got 50 cents on the dollar, and they're still somewhat relevant.
Great. Look, we dance around it all.
Right.
He's a good quarterback. Would I want him if I was starting a team and I could do worse? I could do a lot worse than Dak Prescott. But when you're talking into the upper echelon, no. Just no.
You know, my only regret right now, Marco, is that we don't have you on camera. Like, Bacha, we don't have Marco on.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do?
I was jumping back and
forth.
That's
great, man.
Yeah.
You should have told me that.
It's a little bit out of frame.
I don't care.
I don't know how to fix the cameras here. It's a new system.
Look at you improvising in there. Well done, man. So we got Marco's rant on camera?
Yes.
Okay.
That's awesome. We need some fan to like tweet this out and put it out there. Because I was just...
Take the audio. Don't take the video. Okay. I'll say that.
Wow, see, that's messed up, Botch. You could just, you know.
No, you can put it
out.
You
can just call me fat and ugly. You just say it. You know, you can cut to the chase.
I'm going
to
be completely honest.
We can roll to that. Yeah. Like, you ain't got to dance around it. It's all right.
For the record, I don't think Marco's fat nor ugly. Just so we're clear.
Then you're blind on both.
I would just say you are, well, now you look fun. You're in a four box. It looks good. But when I had you on screen.
What are you, Andrew Kaplan over there? Look at you.
Well, I have like three buttons.
It's impressive,
like
man.
I pressed four buttons.
How did you learn how to do this, by the way? How come you know how to do this and it doesn't seem like anyone else knows how to do this?
Look, Chef throwing the flowers. You got four buttons, man. You couldn't figure it out until 10 minutes later? What are we doing?
Well, no. Because now the four screen, it looks fine because you're in the top right corner and it looks nice. But when you're by yourself in the solo cam, Marco, your face is basically hugging the left boundary. And it's like driving me insane. Because I don't know how to fix the camera angle.
No, I get it. Close-ups, not good for me.
No, not the close-up.
I get it. It's all right. It's okay. Hollywood Squares, no problem. Close-up, no good. All right, I get it.
Yeah.
You want to be as far away from the camera angle on Belletti as possible.
So
I get it.
You know what, Marco and Soaps is what you're really saying.
All I'm saying is Syke Mamster doesn't like the Yankee hat. And as a Mets fan, I don't know.
But but Syke doesn't mean that. Syke is a friendly troll. He's not a jerk troll. He's not an arrogant troll. So he's not saying that for real. I know we got to get to an update. Botcher, very quickly. Dak, Hall of Very Good or Hall of Fame?
Hall of Okay. Hall of Starter.
Jeez. Man, tough crowd tonight. Jeez. Number to join us. Guys, this guy is keeping the Cowboys relevant the last 10 years. And if Romo was so great, this is the last thing I'm going to say. If Romo was so great, he wouldn't have gotten pushed to the broadcast booth because he got outplayed by Dak when Dak was a rookie and a fourth-round draft pick.
Oh, right. So it had nothing to do with the back injury that sidelined him for the entire season.
Oh, he's 36. That doesn't help.
Right. That doesn't have nothing to do with it.
That's a good point. Yeah. Number to join us, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're coming back with this date in sports history. But before we do anything else, let's get to our latest sports flash. A Hall of Famer in my book, even though he doesn't agree with the Dak Prescott, here is the aforementioned Marco Belletti.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepard.
Back in the days,
hey,
when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Welcome back, everybody. This is David Shepard in for the great JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network alongside the great Ryan Botcher and, of course, Kevin. Don't put the funk in bunk. Now, listen, We got to get it started with this particular audio. 1977, this day in sports history, Walter Payton rushes for an NFL record 275 yards. Nothing sweeter than Walter Payton, which is obviously only echoed in the nickname. They were able to edge out the Minnesota Vikings 10-7, and this is how that sounded.
In Chicago, hopes of being number one rest with one man. The Minnesota Vikings knew this last Sunday, but like the weather, what they knew and what they could do about Walter Payton, number 34, were different things entirely. The Vikings seldom stopped number 34 short of a 10-yard gain. And this 58-yard burst was but a small part of an NFL record 275 yards rushing by the league's leading runner. In most Viking-Bears matchups, it doesn't take many points to win, and this was no exception. Along the way to the record, Walter Payton picked up the Bears' only touchdown. But this, coupled with a field goal, was enough to defeat Minnesota 10-7.
That's got to be Harry Callis. That voice has got to be Harry Callis. That is NFL Films. This date in sports history, 1997, AC Green breaks the NBA record for the most consecutive games with his 907th straight appearance in a Dallas Mavericks loss to the Golden State Warriors before the Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green days. And ultimately, AC Green broke the record of Randy Smith. AC Green was known for a lot of other things. Clean living, use your mind on what that means. But this is how that sounded. And this is courtesy of The Rich Eisen Show.
You know, that's how today's society and today's player and the technology today, as far as the analytics that go into the game, is saying, you know, this is a good thing for today's player in the modern day era. Fine. I have no problem with it. I mean, I think it's crazy. I mean, personally, but it's cool. Let them just go ahead and do what they do.
You missed three games in your career. You missed three games.
That's true. That's true.
And you never once said, you know what, I'm tired. I just need time because I know we're going to go deep into the playoffs. So.
Well, the thing about it, Phil Jackson nor Coach Riley would ever listen to me. That was the thing about it. They just like, get in there.
AC Green, very underrated. And speaking of underrated, you know, we talk about the greatest running backs of all time, Jim Brown, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Gale Sayers, he who not shall be named. But of course, we know that's O.J. Simpson. But the individual we don't talk about a lot is LaDainian Tomlinson. LaDainian Tomlinson, 1999. 26 years ago, rushed for an NCAA Division I record of 406 yards on 43 carries to go along with a Josh Allen, also known as six touchdowns, in a 52-24 victory over UTEP. And this was LaDainian Tomlinson thanking his TCU family at his Hall of Fame speech. Take a listen to how that sounded.
At TCU, I began as an 18-year-old teenager and left a young man. What made TCU so special is that it provided academic rigor with combined Christian values and family values. My college career got off to a really rough start. The team won just one game, and the coach who recruited me was released. I first thought I should transfer, but when I shared this with my mother, she said, "Don't quit on your teammates. Be part of the solution. Be part of the change. Anything worth having is worth fighting for."
You know, speaking of being part of the solution, and that, of course, is this day in sports history. Ryan Botcher is always solution-oriented, makes my life easy every single time I work with him, outstanding at what he does, and just a tremendous, tremendous executive producer. I really do mean that. Great to work with him. And Kevin Bunk, great to work with you, man. Awesome job on the ones and twos. You sound like a veteran behind the glass and in terms of running the show. So just excellent job out of you. And my sincere thanks to the audience, man. Just a pleasure to be with you whenever I get to fill in for JR. Love the fact that we're on YouTube every single time that opportunity presents itself. Speaking of guys that are worth listening to, make sure you stay tuned and right here, because Bart Winkler is coming up next. Be good to each other. I love you all. Y'all are the best, especially the callers and the YouTube chatters. I will catch you this weekend, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. God bless you, JR. Talk to you, everybody, this weekend. Be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.